And welcome back to Youth Point Downtime. I'm Adam Portal, the leader of Youth Point, and I'm so excited to be with you here. Day 10 of our 10-part series on how God is calling you. What an amazing time we've had together, learning and growing and hearing how God calls each and every one of us. You know, God calls you to help others, calls you to speak His message, calls you to be bold and to be faithful. He has called you to a special task and to a new life with Him. He calls you to take risks. He calls you to serve. And He has called you to hear Him clearly, to hear Him clearly. And today we're wrapping it all up, looking at the great Creator of all things, heaven and earth, things past, present, and future, things visible and invisible. How amazing to know that this great Creator, this great God has a call upon your life. And today we're hitting the whole panorama of Scripture. We're going to hit Genesis and end up in Revelation. And we're going to see how God calls you by a new name. We're starting at Genesis 32 and going to end up in Revelation chapter 2. So I'm going to read you now from the book, Considering the Life of Jacob. Genesis 32, verse 27. And he said to him, this is God speaking, "What is your name?" And he said, "My name is Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but you will be called Israel. For as a prince have you power with God and with men, and you have prevailed." And then Jacob asked him, "And tell me, I pray, what is your name?" And he said, "What is it to you to know my name?" And he blessed him. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face," he said, "and my life is preserved." What an amazing story to consider how God gave Jacob a new name. You know that the word Jacob means deceiver, like a liar, one who tricks you, a deceiver. And the name Israel means prince with God, one who has the favor of God, the blessing of God. And God would call His people by this great name, the people of Israel. Israel, my people, God calls them. The people who I have chosen to bless, who have favor with God. A new name speaks of your identity. A new name speaks of who you really are. And do you know God has a name for you? A secret name. A name that only He alone knows. A name that He has chosen special for you, which identifies who you really are to Him. Let me ask you, do you know what God sees in you? Because He alone knows you best. He has made you to be who you are. Not who you are right now, perhaps, the way you act and the way you speak, but He is determined to transform you like He transformed Jacob and gave him a new identity, a new name. And He knows your new name. What is that name? By what name does God know you? The amazing thing that we see in Jacob is that God, in giving him that new name, He says He blessed him. And Jacob realized that he had received the great blessing of God. And he asked God, "Well, what is your name?" And you know that God doesn't need to give us answers. He is known by many names. God is the Creator of all things. And when he looked upon God and said, "Well, what is your name?" He soon realized that he was speaking with the real, true, authentic Creator of all things. The one who goes by many names. But He is one true God. And He has a name for you. I want to jump to Revelation chapter 2 to wrap up all this time that we've had together listening to God's Word. And in Revelation chapter 2, we see that God has a special name for each and every one of us. I'm reading Revelation 2 verse 17, and it reads like this. "He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes," remember, Jacob, the overcomer, a prince with God, "to him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receives it." What an amazing thing to see in God's Word, that God has a special name for you, that the only one who knows that name is Him, and those who receive it, you will receive that white stone one day, and will see and know how God knows you. That day you will know who God really formed you to be. Beloved, loved of God, God calls you by a new name. He has a plan for your life. And I'm asking you today to consider that God calls you out by name. Do you hear Him? Have you been paying attention to His call on your life? Do you realize that no one else loves you and knows you more profoundly than He does? He created you mysteriously, gloriously, and His love for you is beyond all love known by men. His love is greater, for He is love Himself. God is love. And as you stand here today, and as we wrap up this series, and as we look back at all the things that we've been learning about God's call, I want you to end with this great thought. God calls you by your new name. One day you will hear it. One day His voice will resound in your ears, and you will hear God say, "My beloved," and you will find your name, the one that He has chosen for you. May God bless us. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for all that You've been doing, all that You've been speaking, all that You've been saying. We thank You for all the lives that we've seen and Your call upon each and every one of them. And we ask You to open our eyes so that we would follow after You, that we would love You, and that we would hear Your call and respond. I ask You to bless each and every one listening today, and that they would look around and look at the other lives that surround them and consider how special and wonderfully You have made and formed them, and that You would use each one of them, Lord, in a special way. Bless them today, Lord, and beyond all knowing that they would know that You know them in such a special way and love them in such a special way that You have called them. In the name of Christ, our great Lord and Savior, we thank You for this time together.